Good morning. We're continuing Chayozim, Klal Samach Gimel, and we're learning Simin Tes. So, we mentioned this halacha before, but just clarifying the points. The Chayozim says, "Im lo birach terech ledibur miri'iyas habarok." If a person did not make the bracha terech ledibur after he saw the lightning, or haro'am, they heard the thunder. Enim avarach klal, he can no longer make the bracha. What, there's nothing left to make a bracha on. There is an opinion which says that once the person saw the lightning or heard the thunder, he may continue to make the bracha even if it's not ketoch ledibur. So the Chayyadim is pointing out that we do not paskin like that, and a person can only make the bracha if it's ketoch ledibur of the sighting or of the hearing. Similarly, the brachas on which we had before on zikim, on a shooting star or meteor, if a person no longer sees it, the bracha cannot be said. He would have to say a terech ledibur of the sighting of the meteor. Now, the meteor shoots across the sky, so he has a few moments to see it, but once it's no longer visible, he would lose the bracha. And this is different than, obviously, than the cases of re'iya, which the person, the item which he's watching is constant, so the person will be able to make the bracha afterwards. The person sees a ocean, person sees a mountain, etc. There, even though he did not make the bracha terech ledibur of the first sighting, he could still make the bracha. But over here, terech ledibur is going to be ma'akev in the bracha. And the next siman, the Chayyadim lumps together multiple different items. Many of them, it's not clear that we make the brachas nowadays. And the Chayyadim allows person, the Chayyadim mentions the idea that Chazal or Masak and Brachas are various different things. He's not actually get involved in the details. He says, look it up in the Shulchan Aruch. So the first one, Hara Markulis, a person sees the Avodah Zorah dedicated to the Markulis. So he sees that they have a station set up where they would worship their Avodah Zorah. Oishar Avodah Zorah. So the Shulchan Aruch gives the example of Markulis, and says the bracha is said of the Markulis, but the post can understand it's lav dafka. The Markulis applies to any one of the Avodah Zorahs. Many Avodah Zorahs were kept privately in a person's home. The nature of the Markulis was that it was something which is visible outside. So Chazal gave a bracha for this. They gave a bracha that the Bershom has extraordinary patience that he allows the Avodah Zorah to exist in the world. That's in Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he allows the Avodah Zorah to exist in the world. We would have thought that the Rosh Hashanah would want to eradicate it, destroy it, whatever reason the Rosh Hashanah wants it to exist. And he makes a bracha, bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenosen Erech Apayim Lo Ivrei Ritzonoi. The Ramah says nowadays we do not make this bracha because we're so used to seeing them that we do not make the bracha. So therefore that bracha of Markulis or any of it is our this bracha of what the Rosh Hashanah gave Erech Apayim, Shenosen Erech Apayim Lo Ivrei Ritzonoi, is no longer relevant. Okay, and welcome Shenekar Avodah Zorah. There's a bracha when Avodah Zorah has been uprooted and removed. So there's actually a bracha if a person is the one who's zeicha to remove it. He makes a bracha in Eretz Yisrael Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu La'akar Avodah Zorah Mi'Artzeinu. And if a person sees that it's been removed, he makes a bracha that the person, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sha'akar Avodah Zechavim Me'artzeinu. If in Chutz Loretz, the person makes a bracha, Sha'akar Avodah Zechavim Me'amokam Hazeh. Again, this is the type of bracha which seems to be nowadays. We don't make this bracha, even though really theoretically it should be said, because we're living amongst Dumas Olam and we still see these things constantly, so it doesn't make the Roshim on us that it should. There's a bracha that the Roshim, there's a Chazar Masak and a bracha when you see Bavel HaRasha. The bracha to Hashem like a mechalam shehechriv bubble harasha. Person see the house of the Nebuchadnezzar, baruch shehechriv beis hashal Nebuchadnezzar harasha. I do not know if we know exactly where these places are. If we would, we'd be able to make a bracha on that. Marbas Hayom, the place where Klaiso crossed the Yam Suf, Marbas Hayardin, the place where Klaiso crossed the Yardin, Marbas Nachli Arnon, the place of Nachli Arnon. So all of those, the Bershom made a nace, Labasena Bamakam Azeb, make a bracha on the Bershom. This is the place where nace took place for our ancestors. The Ishtar Shalot, the person sees Ishtar Shalot, so Chazar Masakan actually two brachas. That on the wife of Lot, there's a bracha of Dayan HaMS. She did something and therefore she was punished as she deserved, on the one hand. On the other hand, the Rosh HaMazercher, the bris that he made with Lot to save Lot. So there's a bracha. The person sees Ishtar Shalot, he says, one second. He says, "Baruch Hashem Malchim Alchol Dayanames," and the Lord, "Baruch Hashem Malchim Alcholam Zocher Hatzadikim." So he makes a bracha with Zocher Hatzadikim. Now the Mishmur points out, you do not make a bracha on the kever of Lot. The person would find the kever of Lot, he would not make the bracha. He makes a bracha on this place because it's not nicker that the Baruch Hashem Zocher Hatzadikim. But here, this moment where Lot, where Ishtar Shalot was destroyed, and Lot wasn't, we don't see two pillars of salt, we only see one, reminds us that Rosh Mazarcha the Sadiqim, the Schus of Avram Avinu, Lot was saved. The last point, Beshem will leave for the next year. So these brachas, we do not know exactly where Ishtar Shalot is, so that would preclude us for saying these brachas, the same thing with Marbas Hayam, Marbas Hayardin, Marbas Nachli Arnon. Once upon a time that was known to people, but it seems to me nowadays it's not clear exactly where they are. And these brachas are not said. Have a good day.